perfect storm. Good evening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. Welcome, Outcast. Have you gotten your sixth booster yet? If not, I would prefer you don't listen to the show. I've had my sixth booster, and I have heard that COVID can actually travel through the internet if you've only had five boosters. So again, if you haven't had your sixth booster, please turn off your radio now. Don't give me COVID. Don't kill your grandmother. Parents plan celebration once Pfizer vaccine is approved for kids 5 to 11. We're going to Disney World. Parents across the U.S. celebrated earlier this week when an advisory panel to the Food and Drug Administration greenlit the use of the Pfizer jab for children between the ages of 5 and 11. The FDA is expected to issue an emergency use authorization for the vaccine, and if it's given a thumbs up by the CDC, which it will, 5 to 11-year-olds across the country could start receiving their vaccinations as early as next week. Parents who plan to get their children vaccinated say they have big plans for celebrating this milestone after more than a year and a half of restricted living. Colorado mom Jennifer Dumbass tells Yahoo Life that she already has a list of things she wants to do with her family once her 5, 7, and 10-year-olds are vaccinated. Quote, said Jennifer Dumbass, immediately, we're going to go to an indoor gym with bouncy castles and bouncy balls and slides and ropes and courses. We'll stop going to indoor places where kids congregate. Oh, and then in early December, we're planning on going to Disney World. We already have the plane flights. Missouri dad Mike Dumbass tells Yahoo Life that his family is excited to get their 7-year-old daughter vaccinated. We haven't had any preventative measures beyond face masks, and that's very much limited. That's what we've done as a family since the outset of the pandemic. More or less eating at restaurants with outdoor seating. Fairly limited outdoor activities. Our 7-year-old receiving the vaccine will likely mean that a mostly normal life will return after she receives the shot, and most definitely celebrate by giving her a big ice cream sundae. Then we plan on visiting my wife's 90-year-old grandparents in Cincinnati. That's because we didn't want to kill them. Now that we're all jabbed, we can go see her. Yay! We haven't seen them in 2 years because they are, well, you know, unvaxxed, old, and, you know, decrepit. There's no stopping it. You might as well just laugh and enjoy it. I've had conversations. I had one the other night before I went to bed. It wasn't a prayer. It was along the lines of, really? Really, this is just going to happen? Yeah. 28 million kids. Then I was taking a shower today, and I had another conversation. It wasn't a prayer. Like, really? So this is just, there's nothing. No. It's going to happen. Okay. There's no stopping this. Well, we're going to have a prayer group, and we're going to pray against it. Good luck. Free will trumps prayer. You didn't know that, did you? Of course you did. You can pray all you want that this isn't going to happen. But Colorado mom Jennifer Dumbass and Missouri dad Dumbass, they're in the millions. They're taking their brainwashed agenda and passing it on to their children. And there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing. Student, 20 years of age, gets blood clots, has leg amputated, suffers stroke, then dies in surgery after second COVID jab. A 20-year-old community college student in Thailand experienced blood clots, had her leg amputated, suffered a stroke, and then died. And then we're going to Disney World. We're going to have ice cream. A young 20-year-old woman who attended a community college died after a hemorrhage stroke. A second Bangkok Post headline dedicated to the same headline highlighted the fact that the student had mixed vaccines. She had taken the Sinovac vaccine, which I think is the one they give the Chinese, and then she followed it up with an AstraZeneca jab. And those complications kicked in quickly after she took the AstraZeneca jab. Hemorrhaging, blood clots, bleeding of the brain, amputation, death. Radio legend dies suddenly after 2 months of getting the second COVID jab. Longtime ABC Radio Perth presenter Russell Wolf died suddenly in his sleep Monday night. Perth is in Western Australia, just in case you wanted to know. The 57-year-old Australian radio host bragged on Twitter about receiving his second AstraZeneca COVID vaccine August 19th. Wolf was a national broadcaster for more than 20 years and most recently the host of ABC Perth Breakfast Show alongside some chick I don't know. Following the unexpected passing, the chick I don't know published a tribute writing, "Without Russell, the ABC isn't in the same place it was for much of the past 20 years. I'm heartbroken at the loss of my outrageously talented colleague and supremely loyal friend." On Tuesday, hundreds of anti-COVID vaccine protesters gathered outside Australia's Parliament House to speak out against the vaccine mandates, lockdowns, and other government measures. Some of the demonstrators also discussed the possibility that the experimental vaccine could have caused Wolf's death. Well, that's just a conspiracy theory. Don't you trust the science? You know, Dr. Evil has been the head of infectious diseases for decades. You need to trust the science. When they inject you with those immortalized stem cells from aborted babies and the eggs that become the Hydra vulgaris and the golden nanobots, allegedly, you should feel the life flow through you and the spike proteins block all your blood vessels until they penetrate each and every cell in your body and you become a spike protein factory ad infinitum. From Natural News and Ethan Huff, National Public Radio, NPR, this is National Public Radio, is flabbergasted by a major uptick. Now, I know, NPR, flabbergasted by a major uptick in emergency room admissions across the United States. Even though it's painfully obvious that the fully vaccinated Americans are getting sick in droves, NPR, National Public Radio, is chalking it all up to a mystery, a head-scratcher, something spooky. You know, Halloween's just a few days away. In Lansing, Michigan, for example, Sparrow Hospital is seeing a massive swarm of very ill patients having to line up on stretchers in the facility hallways due to a shortage of available beds, said emergency room nurse Tiffany Dusang. It's hard to watch. I always feel very bad. Most hospitals, it turns out, were simply empty prior to the release of the jab. It's only after the injections have been widely distributed that hospitals are being filled up. And it's true. They are. Once the slippers boosters get into people's arms, the entire healthcare system could collapse with all the sick people. NPR continues to scratch their collective head. Same every night, isn't it? What's this? I should pre-read this first. Sometimes I don't know, you know, if people are really up for me reading their emails on the air. I usually let them know. Destruction of the U.S. medical care, Mayo Clinic to lose 8,000 employees. And I believe tomorrow in New York City, the police and firemen will lose their job if they don't get the job. Oh, the jab. The destruction of the U.S. medical care system, Mayo Clinic to lose 8,000 employees who refused the COVID jab. And another sign that the medical system in the United States is self-destructing due to the jab and the jab mandates. The world-famous Mayo Clinic, with its headquarters in Rochester, Minnesota, has sent warning letters to 8,000 employees who have yet to take in the shot. This prompted hundreds of employees to take to the streets in Rochester. A large crowd of protesters marched through downtown Rochester to protest the Mayo Clinic's vaccine mandate. As many as 8,000 people could be out of a job. The demonstration lasted more than 4 hours, and according to video of the event, protesters carried signs calling for an end of medical tyranny and chanting, "Shame on Mayo." This is where I've got to disagree. Shame on Mayo? Are you kidding me? I love Mayo. Never shame it. Why, just last night, before going to bed, and this is the truth, I had a bologna, cheese, and mayo sandwich. And it was absolutely delicious. Love Mayo. And then about 3 o'clock in the morning, thank God I have Tom's in the medicine cabinet, I Bogarted about 3 of those. Mayo is so good going down, but it just doesn't agree with me. But shame on Mayo? No, I don't think so. To comply with the Slippers Administration's federal vaccine mandate, the Mayo Clinic informed its employees they must receive the jab or get a medical or religious exemption by November 8th. It continues to ramp up. Thousands are losing their jobs. As I mentioned earlier, New York City firefighters, union head warns vaccine mandate will get residents killed. The head of the firefighters union in New York City has warned that Mayor Bill de Blasio's vaccine mandate, which goes into effect next week, is going to lead to utter chaos, probably with massive numbers of unvaccinated first responders prevented from doing their jobs and residents losing their lives. In an appearance on Fox News Radio, FDNY Firefighter Association President Andrew Ensbro urged that the response times are going to go through the roof. We're just not going to be able to get to the emergencies in time. Fires are going to burn longer. Heart attack victims are going to be laying on the floor longer. People stuck in elevators are going to be stuck for hours, if not days. Ensbro made the prediction that 30 to 40% of the firehouses in New York City will be closed down if the mandate remains, with up to 45% of the workforce still unvaccinated. On the other hand, Florida, my state, God's waiting room, reaches lowest coronavirus case rate in the nation. Wait a second, I thought we were the ones that were all... Oh, okay. Governor DeSantis, milestone of reaching the lowest COVID rate in the nation, highlighting the overreach of vaccine mandates. Quote, without the mandates or lockdowns, COVID cases in Florida have decreased 90% since August, DeSantis said in a press release. In addition, hospitalizations have plummeted in our state. This has been accomplished by making monoclonal antibody treatments and vaccines widely available throughout our state while protecting Floridians from government overreach. According to the latest numbers over the past 2 months, Florida's daily average has dropped to about 8 cases per 100,000 residents, a sharp turn from its numbers in August when it averaged 116. Whatever this is, and I don't believe it is COVID, because COVID-19 has never been isolated. I contend, my opinion, that it's a bioweapon. And part of it is parasitic. It is a parasite. And that's one of the reasons why these preventative measures are working. That's what ivermectin is all about. It's an anti-parasitic. And the same thing, from my understanding, with monoclonal antibody treatments. They treat and eradicate the parasites, which is what you're dealing with. It's not COVID-19. It's a parasite. Yes, I know. Just 68%, hard to believe, a third of U.S. military still unvaccinated. 468,000 active duty members have just 1 month to get the shot or they're going to face the axe. 32% of the military being decimated. Only 68% of the U.S. military in full compliance. About 82% of the total force has received at least one jab. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said that means about 263,200 members have yet to get a single dose of either jab. They got about 30 days or they're going to get canned. Kirby told reporters Wednesday there's been little resistance to the vaccine. That sounds like resistance to me. Oh, that's right. The ultimate oxymoron. Military intelligence. Gotcha. Poll finds majority of vaccinated Americans still wearing masks. Bah. If you got both jabs and the jabs don't protect you from catching it, why did you get the jab? Majority of vaccinated Americans still wearing masks. It's all about fear. A YouGov poll has found the majority of Americans who consider themselves fully vaccinated, still wearing a mask outdoors. Survey noted 56% of people vaccinated or not still wear masks most of the time. And the split politically is pretty astounding. A whopping 78% of Democrats wear a mask, while only 55% of independents wear a mask and 35% of Republicans wear a mask. You would think those two numbers would be switched. I would think independents would be 35%. Among those who consider themselves fully jabbed, 65% say they wear a mask outside because they're afraid. Okay, I inserted that, but it's true. The survey itself noted 48% overall believe masks should be mandatory. 78% of Democrats hold that belief, but only 20% of Republicans do. I had mentioned before on this show that I have a friend here in Florida and one in Texas. The one in Texas, he and I are on the same page about just about everything, and that includes flat earth. The gentleman who was my friend here in Florida is from my home state of Connecticut, but he's extremely liberal, and we've always managed to skate around that, but I can't. And he has tried to contact me a couple times, but what's the point? The conversation is going to turn to the jab, and he believes the science. I remember when he got the jab, he sent me a text. It was the right thing to do. I knew at that point the friendship was over. The perfect storm.
Remember when I told you about the false flag operation? Remember when I told you about 5G radiation? Remember that I told you that COVID was a hoax? But I just want to say that I told you so.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Chances you won't be denied. When my heart is where it's always been, my head is somewhere in between. Give me one more chance, let me be a lover tonight.
You're
Than the real thing. Let's hit up on an email. Just got this from a new listener. I will not mention your name. Don, enjoy your show. Fairly new listener. Have you seen What on Earth Happened video? I'm interested in buying 3 books. I'm an old pilot and have never pushed down the aircraft's yoke to maintain altitude. That is curvature of the earth. Also, when scripture fits the story, I'm all in. I'm in Arkansas, a transplant from Atlanta, busy building greenhouses and prepping on 10 acres for what's coming. I worked in engineering on aircraft for years, including the moon simulator. Now I say, what a crock. I enjoy your character impersonations, hearing your mom and your dog tales. They make my day. I listen at night on the archives at 10 or so. Don, I agree with your thoughts of getting out of the populace and buying some secluded land, just a tiny home. Best of luck. God bless. Outcast. What are the steps for buying the 3 books? It's real easy. Just go to Morningstar's Tale, morningstarstile.com, Morningstar's Tale. There's a link for Amazon, and you just click it and buy as many books as you like. He also adds that NASA in Hebrew means deception. Just add a T to NASA, Satan. That's a good catch right there. Last night I did talk about the flat earth, and as always, it creates a lot of heat. And I did have a listener who did send me a couple questions. And I suppose it does bear discussing. It was from a website he went to called 3 Very Important Flaws with the Flat Earth. Plate tectonics. Plate tectonics is all about molten magma circulating inside the Earth's core and why the crust of the Earth exists. If indeed the Earth was flat, there's no practical interpretation for a core in the Earth. Therefore, there can be no magma with no core and with no magma circulating the continental plates, which result from the magma in the earth, adding on to the old plates, therefore sliding them and pushing the oldest parts of the plates down into the earth, would not exist. Essentially, Earth's crust cannot exist without plate tectonics. That's not true. When I say flat, I don't mean pancake. Think of it more as a Chicago deep dish pizza. In reality, the flat earth is probably thousands of miles thick. I'll explain coming up next. The Perfect Storm.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
To the conversation. The Flat Earth Society is a psyop, a word that I despise. It's just used way too often. However, in this case, it's apropos. The Flat Earth Society actually believes that the Earth, even though they're saying it's flat, accelerates upwards thousands of miles per hour, and that accounts for gravity. It's all lies. Anyway, the Flat Earth is thousands of miles thick. These are my beliefs. Don't get triggered. We're not talking COVID. I had a guy on my show. This was probably 12 years ago. His name was Bill Weiss. He wrote a book called 23 Minutes in Hell. Believe it, don't believe it. I just happened to believe his story. About 3:30 in the morning, many years ago, he was taken out of his body and translated into hell. And in the book, 23 Minutes in Hell, he describes his journey there and what he experienced. He said his senses were heightened. He could sense things normally he couldn't sense while he was in his physical body, including distance. He had said he felt that the Earth was approximately 3,600 miles above hell. In other words, hell is a physical place, and it is 3,600 miles below the surface of the Earth. There was another person by the name of Mary Baxter, who wrote a book called Revelation of Hell. She also was taken out of her body and over a period of 30 nights was shown all of the different facets of hell by the Lord. She also, I believe, felt it was in that range distance of 3,600 miles. So if you can imagine a flat plain, of course, oceans and mountains and valleys, you know, but flat, but extremely thick, like a Chicago pizza. Then this guy wrote in, not the listener, but he wanted to know, how does that work with the sun, with it being 93 million miles away? Well, it's not. The sun is the same size as the moon. They appear to be the same size because they are the same size. NASA lies, and they say the reason the sun and the moon appear to be the same size is because the moon is 400 times smaller than the sun and 400 times further away from the sun, and therefore they appear to be the same, and that also would account for why when you have a lunar eclipse, the moon covers the sun. That's pure BS. It's a lie. The sun and the moon are local. They're below the dome. And then his final question was, why would they do this? What do they have to gain? Control. It's just like the Matrix. If man collectively knew that the Earth was flat, besides the stock market crashing and people racing to the edges, there would be a conclusion. Intelligent design. How could there not? Man would say, somebody built this. There has to be intelligent design and a creator. That gives man hope. And the Luciferian elite who run this world, and remember, Satan is the god of this world. They want to keep you hopeless, that you spin on a ball, going nowhere. You're just a speck of dust, insignificant, when the reality is you're incredibly special to God and everything rotates around us. That gives us hope. That gives us faith. And that gives us the power of a strong mind to combat the powers of evil. So the Luciferian elite know that if man knew the earth was flat, then we would be much stronger in our battle against them. Just my thought. As you know, I work a regular job Monday, well, actually Wednesday through Friday. And today was one of the dumbest days since I've been employed. Do you ever go to work? Well, I go to my living room, actually my office. I'm working remotely. But have you ever had a day where at the conclusion of it, you realize how stupid your job is? I mean, just the idiocracy of all of it. I'll give you an example. As you know, I work as a broker. Essentially, people email me and say, I've got four pallets at 10,000 pounds. I want to move from Los Angeles to Maine. It's a hazardous liquid. How much would it cost? And what I do is I solicit bids from LTL carriers, which means less than truckload. Since this driver shortage has occurred and all these tankers are offshore, nobody knows what's going on because of the extreme driver shortage. This particular shipment I was working on today originated in Utah, and its final destination was in Florida. So the company that picked the freight up in Utah, the trucking company, handed it off to another trucking company in Florida. The Florida trucking company contacted me and said, we can't deliver the freight because he's not answering the phone, the guy who's supposed to receive the freight. So I called the consignee, as we call him, the guy receiving the freight. He said, yeah, I'm here, deliver the freight. I called back the freight company that the freight was handed off to and said, he's home, go deliver it. They send back an email and say, no, now he doesn't want it. So then I have to reach out to the person who paid for the shipment and tell that person, the guy you sent the freight to, he doesn't want the freight. Oh, you mean the company that I used? No, the secondary company that you used.
Then the guy who was receiving the freight calls me and says, I want it delivered somewhere else. And I said, you can't authorize that because you're not the owner of the account. Only the guy who paid for the shipment is. And then he says, no, I'm the guy who paid for the shipment. And I go, no, you're not. You're not this guy. You're this guy. He goes, yeah, but I use that name too. You use that name to ship that freight with that company to the secondary company to you. You refused and now you want it to go there. Right. And then I have to communicate that mess to company number two. By then it was 4 o'clock and I went home, which is my living room. But that's my life. It's so stupid. All the time. It's an absolute insane asylum. And the most important thing you can do with this particular job is to not get emotionally attached to any of it. I had started writing an email to carrier company number two explaining how they didn't do their job properly. And then I realized I don't care. And I rewrote it and said, what do you want me to do? I just find that so much easier in life. Just tell me what you want. I can remember going out on a date. Oh my gosh, this is so many years ago. I haven't dated in 6 years. But a woman said to me during a date, she goes, you're so easy to get along with. And I said, I just don't care. She was shocked. I said, no, really, I don't care. I find that with your species, the female, it's just easier, whatever you want. Whatever you want, I don't care. Why bother? Life is so much easier. Mike, I think it's time for a musical interlude. Steely Dan, Brooklyn, from Can't Buy a Thrill. I remember getting this album in the mail through a record club in 1972. The Perfect Storm. We'll be right back. you don't know where they got their name from, a William Burroughs novel. It's actually, well, the novel's Naked Lunch. It's a reference to a steel dildo. That's where they got the name, Steely Dan. It's a true story. I was thinking about that shipment today, the one that originated in Utah with shipping company number one, handed it off to another shipping company in Florida, number two. They tried to deliver it, but the guy who was receiving it said he didn't want it, and then he contacted me, and then he said he wanted to reconsign it somewhere else, and I said, you can't do that because you're not the owner of the account. Only the guy in Utah can do that. And then Mike made an interesting observation during the song, Florida Man. He's from Florida. And you know what was being shipped? A tank. I need that tank to be reconsigned to the woods. Yeah, I need it to go way in the woods in Florida, like in the swamps, because we're going to be cooking up some stuff. You're going to be cooking up stuff with your tank. What are you going to be cooking up? Meth crawfish? You say meth? No, I said meth crawfish. Yeah, we're going to be cooking up some crawfish with that tank. Now, let me see if I understand this correctly. You are the consignee. You are the receiver of the freight, and you want to reconsign it to the middle of a swamp in Florida for meth, crawfish, right? Yeah, meth. I mean, crawfish, yeah. But you can't do that. You're not the owner of the account. The owner of the account, the one paying for the shipment, is the only one that can approve the reconsignment. Yeah, but I am the owner. You have a different name than the owner. I'm like 007. I got a license to have another name. So call me Heisenberg. Heisenberg. Is it 4 o'clock yet? I have one more day tomorrow. And then I think I may be giving my two-week notice in another week. Not that I'm giving my notice, but I'm just going to take a leave of absence. I really need to spend some time looking for some land. I got to get ready, man. You think this is going to go smooth? Once they start injecting children with this stuff? What do you think these delusional parents are going to do? You think they're going to blame the pharmaceutical? No, they're going to blame us because we're not jabbed. We're the unclean. You know, like one parent said, now they can visit the grandparents because they were a spreader. It's incredible. Anyway, so be it. It is what it is, and there's nothing we can do about it, right? I guess what I really appreciate the fact that I can work from home and I get paid, but the job is just mind-numbing. It's one cluster after another. Everything is third party. Back in the 80s when I worked for Federal Express in Los Angeles as a dispatcher, it was so much different. And the honest, the late 70s, early 80s were great. There was none of this consolidation bullcrap. And you see it here in the trucking industry. Everybody hands off their freight to somebody else. With FedEx, and still with FedEx, really, back in the late 70s, early 80s when I was there, they picked it up, they delivered it. We were the only ones that touched it, and we were 100% responsible whether it failed or succeeded. And when it absolutely positively has to be there by 10:30 the next morning, we were hitting like 98, 99% delivery on time. Best company I ever worked for. And why did I get in the radio? The Perfect Storm.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Closer to my... standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.